Iran's defense minister slammed Britain for seizing a tanker with Iranian crude oil.
This step was inconsistent with all legal norms, the level of ties between the two countries, and the Europeans' commitments under the JCPOA. It was a wrong action resembling piracy.
Brigadier General Amir Hatami said the move done by the British government off Gibraltar was threatening. He said such measures will not be tolerated by Iran. Hatami made the comments in the southern Iranian port city of Bandar Abbas, where the country's navy handed over a number of domestically built frigates to the police forces. The Iranian defense minister then hailed the Iranian armed forces for shooting down an intruding U.S. spy drone in the Persian Gulf last month. He said the incident sent a message to Washington that Iran will defend its borders no matter what. Managing partner at Awara Group, John Helvig, joins us now from the Russian capital, Moscow. Sir, welcome to the program. Walk us through the recent statements made by Iran's defense ministry. Slammed the British for seizing the Iranian tanker with Iranian crude, calling it an act of piracy.
Well, it certainly was an act of piracy. I see they are alleging that the tanker was carrying oil to Syria, and that's supposedly against some sanctions that they have enacted, the British and the European Union, against Syria. Any unilateral sanctions that they might have may have in force against Syria does not give them any right for this act of piracy.
Well, when the seizure took place, the ministry, the Iranian foreign ministry, said the UK's behavior was aligned with U.S. unilateral sanctions and bullying policies against Iran. Do you believe that London is also trying to step up pressure on Iran to make it comply with U.S. policies in the region?
Absolutely. Well, the UK has a so-called special relationship with the United States, and this special relationship means that the UK is a total puppet regime of the United States. So we can be pretty sure that whatever the Brits have done has been done upon orders, or at least by prior agreement with the United States.
And one last question, Mr. Helvig. The UK insists that it has no objections to Iran seeking to increase its oil exports, but with this recent act, Tehran will surely view this episode as proof that the British are not truly committed to helping the Iranians, or the Iranian economy, rather, weather the effect of the U.S.'s unilateral sanctions.
Yes, obviously, we cannot trust any statements coming from the UK. We have seen it, how they are lying about Russians poisoning some agents on their territory, and so on. They are lying about the so-called moderate rebels in Syria and whatever. So it's a theater, a tragedy. I would not say comedy, because the repercussions are so serious. Obviously, they are doing one thing and saying something else.
Managing partner at Awara Group, John Helvig, joining us from Moscow. Thank you, sir.